Welcome back to Becoming Dominique the Podcast, y'all. It's the first episode of 2024. I woke up in good spirits and I'm excited about this episode. I want to do something different because y'all know how usually we always say like, oh, I'm leaving this in last year, I'm leaving this, blah, 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 blah. Y'all always leaving something. So instead of doing 10 things we should leave behind, I want to do 10 things I want y'all to bring into 2024. It's a new year, new beginnings. Honestly, every single day is a new beginning because you wake up with a different 24 hours than you had before. So I just want y'all to take these things and learn from them and just take them with you throughout this year so that you can better yourself, because that's the point. That's the whole point of the podcast, Becoming Dominique. When I first started this, I was so depressed. I was just like, not even myself. I was going through so much mentally. And so my podcast really was like an eye-opener for myself. And I'm proud of the things that I've learned from it. So it's kind of like an experience I want everyone to have and everyone to learn from. So I wrote down 10 things and I'm just going to touch on them. Hopefully somebody gains something from this. And honestly, y'all, when I be recording and I be listening to myself talk, I be like, dang, I needed to hear that myself. So even if no one else learned anything, maybe there's something I need to learn on this list. But yeah, we're going to get started with number one that you need to bring in 2024, boundaries. Boundaries, when I say your boundaries need to be like one of them electric fences, imagine an electric fence around yourself as your boundaries and don't let nobody touch it, because guess what? They're going to get shocked. Period. For real, boundaries are so important because being a former people pleaser, it becomes difficult to navigate life when you always, yes, I'm going to do this, yes, yes, yes. You're always saying yes. You're always making sure everybody else is good. You're always catering to other people's feelings and other people's mentals, and then you neglect your own. So definitely establish boundaries, and establishing boundaries sometimes will make you become isolated, because some people, there's going to be people who are not okay with them. So you might lose some people that you thought were very close to you. But at the end of the day, like, for your own sanity, do you want to have a peace of mind, or do you want to have people? If you have to choose, I would hope that you would choose peace of mind. But if you have to choose and you really sit back and you think about it, and you're like, okay, I'm always making myself uncomfortable so someone else can be comfortable. I'm always putting my own feelings and my own mental health to the side to make sure that everyone else is okay with what I'm doing or what I'm saying. So establishing boundaries, like, that is so essential. If you just, it makes you like more confident. Because once you do it the first time, you're like, oh, dang. Like, I told this person no. I don't never tell them no. You feel good about it. And that can look like, you know, letting someone know, hey, like, I don't like the way you speak to me. And if you continue, I can't continue this conversation. Even if something as simple as that. And it may be family and it may be friends. But some people need to hear it. And that also shows you who is willing to change their actions for you to sustain your life and to have you in theirs. Because if I establish a boundary with you and you actually respect it and you actually follow the boundary, that means that you actually listen to comprehend, for one. And for two, you actually want to do better so that we have a better relationship, whether that be platonic or romantic. So we definitely establishing boundaries all 2024. Number two, I want you to have some self-love, for real. Because the shit I see on social media, now I know people be like, it's social media, it's not real. Da, da, da. Let me say this. Instagram, okay, I can see social media is not real because people just be posting. But Twitter, oh, that's real. Oh, that is real. People, I don't understand it. Like, the business they put on Twitter is crazy compared to Instagram. Instagram, okay, yeah, everybody be doing a little, you know. But when you get on Twitter, that's their real life. That's them, for real. But anyways, that was kind of off topic. Not really. But self-love, we need to have more of that in 2024. Do something nice for yourself. Put yourself first. And just make sure you're good. Make sure you love on you. You always giving out love to everybody else. You always compliment everybody else. Hugging, affection, doing all these other things. Do that for you. Pour into yourself. Make sure your cup is good this year, because you poured so much into other people last year and you were empty on a lot of days and nobody knew it. So make sure your cup is at least more than halfway full. Of course, you know, you're going to pour into other people, but pour into you twice as much as you pour into somebody else, because the last thing you want to do is lose yourself and forget about you, because pulling yourself out of that hole is going to take a lot longer. So just take yourself on a date. Do something nice for yourself. It can be something small. You don't even got to blow a bag on yourself. If you want to, hey, that's you. But just something small. If there's like, even if it's like, oh, okay, I really haven't had like a chocolate bar in a long time, and I used to really love those. Go get it and sit back and relax and eat it and just have a good day. Self-love, that can look like a lot of things, but as long as you're doing it, you're only going to improve. You're going to love yourself so much. You're going to know your worth so much that nobody else will be able to convince you otherwise. Number three is we're going to give ourselves grace. And give yourself grace can mean being patient with yourself. You need to give yourself grace because as adults, or even if you're not an adult and you listen to this, you're not excluded because everyone goes through things. But if we be having long days, like there's so much going on in the world, there's so many deaths, murders, that the Israel, that all of that happening, we're seeing it present day, like inflation is so much going on. And sometimes you may feel like, dang, like, am I doing enough? Like, am I like trying hard enough? And I want you to know that you are trying enough, and you need to give yourself grace. You need to be softer and gentle on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are doing literally the best you can do, everything that you can do in that moment. You are trying, and that's all you're supposed to do is try. That's it. Every day you wake up, okay, let me try to do something. That's all that you need to do. Give yourself grace. You've been doing a good-ass job. You made it all the way here, and you ain't gave up yet. Give yourself grace. You deserve that. You deserve that same patience that you put into everybody else. Number four, good health. Good health. Oh, my gosh, y'all. At 26 years old, like, okay, I started my weight loss journey maybe like a year and a half ago. But I never really sat back and realized, like, dang, like, that's actually essential. Like, that may sound sad, but I don't think we take enough time to really try to be healthy. And I mean that mentally and physically. Like, good health can take us farther. And I don't care what nobody say. In my opinion, it will take you might live a little bit longer because you'll be making better decisions. Like, get up and do a little bit of exercise, even if it's just 10 minutes a day. Walking around, you did it. Like, cater to your body and treat it as if it's just like, I don't know, like, of course, yeah, like people say, your body's a temple. Treat it as such. Eat some vegetables, because I be seeing all this food y'all be making on TikTok, on Twitter, all this. We don't need no more Hennessy chicken, hot lemon pepper. We don't need them. We don't need them more. Last night, I'm on Instagram. Was it Instagram or Twitter? I think it was Instagram, but I saw some Hennessy sweet potato donuts. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I would. But, y'all, like, y'all gonna put Hennessy in everything. We just gotta make better decisions, just healthier decisions. Because, honestly, when your body, when you pour healthiness into your body, your mind becomes healthy. Like, when I get up in the morning and I be working out, that day usually, okay, most of the time, that day usually goes good. Like, my mental health is in a better space. And then also, when I finish my workout, I do like to meditate. So just pour into your health this year. Drink some water. When people be like, I don't drink water, I'm like, how do you even live day to day and you don't drink no water? Drink some water. Stop eating all that sugar. Stop eating all that salt. Because a lot of people, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, all that running your family, you're already 50% chance. Pour into your health. You don't want to be on medications every day. You don't want none of that. You don't have time for none of that. You got goals to reach. Pour into your health. As for mental health, since we just touched on physical, read a book. As an adult, when's the last time you read? And if it was in school, we have a problem. Read some books, journal, meditate, go try something new, go try a new sport, something, hobby, crafts. Pour into your mental because you'll feel so much better. I've been reading a lot more the past few years, and now I'm just hooked. Like, when I find a good book, like the trilogy that I'm reading right now, I'm like reading so much because I want to get his next book because he's literally that good. Like, keep reading, keep growing your mind, keep learning, keep evolving. Number five, peace of mind, which kind of goes back into mental health. But this year, you need to have a peace of mind. Let go what you need to let go. Keep what you need to keep. You know what you need to let go of. Because you've been telling yourself the same thing every year. I need to stop doing this. I need to let this person go. I need to cut them off. Well, the first offense. Don't let it be two, 3 months down the line. Somebody's still treating you like shit. Somebody's still not pouring into you like you're pouring into them. Cut them off. Don't waste no time. And honestly, I'm the type of person to cut somebody off with no explanation. So that's my advice. That might be a little toxic, but you explained yourself the first time you did something. The second time, don't explain nothing. Cut them off, blocked. We're going to move on because you heard what I said. Do it. Number six, we're going to put ourselves in healing environments. You cannot grow if you keep going back to the same environment that you're trying to heal from. You're going to re-traumatize yourself. You're not helping yourself. You're hindering your own growth. That's something that can be difficult if you happen to live with somebody who traumatized you or someone who doesn't help you mentally. But put yourself in better environments that allow you. And okay, so if you're healing something, put yourself in an environment that allows you to show what you're healing, that allows you to show your growth. Don't put yourself in situations or environments where you always got to bring out that old side of you because you're not that person anymore. So surround yourself with people that want to see you keep going up, not bring you back down, not pulling out them old bad habits of yours. If that keeps happening, you need to reevaluate your surroundings because eventually you're going to be like, dang, I keep trying to heal this part of me. You're going to have to keep starting over because you want to keep being around things that are not serving you. Number seven, we're going to bring new people into the new year. Meet some new people, go out there, make some new friends. And I feel like that's something definitely on my list that I actually put on my vision board for this year is making new friends. Like, as an adult, young woman, like, I want better women friends. I want better, like, just people overall because I can be super secluded sometimes and I'm just like a no second chances type of person, but I want to be around people that don't make me give the ultimatum, who don't make me be like, oh, I don't got nobody. Like, I just want better, healthier friendships. And then the friends that I do have, like, I just want it to continue to just grow and for us to have incredible friendships. And then we can look down in 10 years and be like, oh my gosh, like, you know, like, our friendship has really blossomed. We have really just seen each other just become the best version of ourselves. So new people, bring some new people, meet some. If you're single, go on a little date. You know what I'm saying? Go on a little date, you know, meet new people. You never know who you might meet. You don't know how important that person is going to be in that season of your life. And you don't know how many seasons they're going to be in it. So definitely new people this year, please. Number nine, new experiences. 2024, I want you to go and I want you to try things or try a place that you never thought you would do. And okay, it might not be in the budget. Like I said, we are dealing with inflation. But set some money to the side or just say forget the budget and just go after it anyway. Do what you got to do anyway. Even if it's just, you don't have to go out the country for experience. You can get experience down the street in a place you've never been to. But new experiences, allow yourself to try new things. Allow yourself to, you know, go out of the state. Go to a new state that you've never been to. Do a staycation. Because those are literally, I love a good staycation at a really nice hotel. Ooh, good. New experiences. Because new experiences tie into new people. And so while you're out there experiencing something, you could be meeting somebody else who's experiencing something new as well. So just go out there, try something different. Don't be on the same regular schedule that you live on. Try something new, travel, and just enjoy your life. Don't be stuck in this bubble, because this life that we're living is crazy, and I would just never want anybody's life to be up and they didn't get to try something. They didn't get a chance at something. I think I actually skipped one, y'all. I skipped number 8. Oh, sorry. Number 8 is new money. We're bringing in new money this year. That business venture, try it out. You know what? Failure is good, because now you know what to do next time. You know what not to do next time too. New money. We're going to manifest it. We're going to pray for it. It's going to come to you. I wish new money on every single person that listens to my podcast. And we're going to get to the bag, period. It might be a little hard to get to. We might be tired of chasing it. But new money, more money, better financial habits, so that you can keep your money and it can keep generating for you. That's what we're going to have this year. And our last one on our 10 things to bring into 2024 is faithfulness to ourselves. I want you to, the same way you be faithful to that nigga, be faithful to you. Okay. Listen, I sound like that sprinkle lady, but for real, faithfulness to yourself, because you deserve that. And sometimes you have to be the only person in your corner. And I feel like that a lot of times. So making sure that I'm treating myself right. I owe myself that loyalty. I owe myself that faithfulness. I owe myself that love, that kindness. I owe myself that time. And you owe yourself all those things too. So being faithful to yourself means that you're making sure that you set out to be your best self, and that you are reaching every goal that you ever have, big or small. Be faithful to yourself. And be faithful in life and patient. Put all that energy into you. You deserve it this year. You didn't worry about everybody else every single other year. Be faithful to you. Stick to something. Because I know I can be the person that starts something. I'm like, dang. But it might be my ADHD. But outside of that, stick to it. Keep it going. And then at the end of the year, reflect and be like, dang, like, I really did that. Like, I really made myself a priority this year, and it changed my life. Like, be a little self-centered, be a little selfish this year. It's about you this year. It ain't about nobody else. But that's my 10 things that we're going to bring into the new year, y'all. This was a short episode. This is only like, what, 20 minutes? But honestly, I like the little short episodes. I get to the point, you listen to me talk, and you grasp what you need to grasp in the episode, and we keep it pushing. But I might try to do a longer episode next time. I just want to see what I want to discuss, though. Because I don't like to touch on a lot of topics sometimes, especially like political things. Like, I like to keep it real transparent, real personal, real personable, so that it reaches who I need it to reach. But thanks for tuning in, like always, you guys. I cannot wait for our next episode.